October 24th, Al Capone's Nightmares. On this day in 1931, the American gangster Alphonse Capone, known as Al, was sentenced to 11 years in jail for tax evasion. Capone had been lauded as the sort of Robin Hood figure in Chicago for some time, but the public's view of him changed after the notorious St. Valentine's Day massacre in 1929. In prison, Capone became increasingly psychotic and began to be haunted by the ghost of James Clark, one of the massacre victims on St. Valentine's Day, and the brother-in-law of gang leader Bugs Moran. Other inmates reported they could hear Capone screaming in his cell, begging Jimmy to go away and leave him alone. Capone never recovered from his conviction and imprisonment and died of syphilis in 1947. Today, Chicago is no longer the bootleg capital of old. Thousands fly into its famous O'Hare Airport daily, which is named after World War II hero, fighter pilot, Lieutenant Butch O'Hare, who was killed in action in 1942. But few travelers realize that Butch O'Hare was the son of Easy Eddie O'Hare, one of Capone's notorious lawyers, who after years spent saving his client from the law by dubious means, finally turned informer and gave damning evidence that put Capone behind bars. Easy Eddie may have walked away with a lighter conscience, but it all ended badly for him in 1939, when he was gunned down in the street in an act of revenge. In his pockets, besides a revolver and a rosary, was found this well-chosen poem by Robert H. Smith. The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop, at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, toil with a will. Place no faith in time. Today I pray that I may be grateful for each day that comes, and live it as if it is my last.